Blog Talk Radio.
Church together. Welcome, 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 everyone. Hallelujah. On this Sunday morning, we're headed toward the end of January. It looked like we just got here, and here we go again. Amen. And we thank God, hallelujah, that He is our God, and we love Him. Amen. Pastor Mom's going to open us up with a word of prayer. Amen, Pastor Mom. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us.
And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not, there you go, but deliver
us
from evil.
From evil, for thine is the kingdom, and power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thy
hand.
Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 We praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture this morning. Amen. I could just feel y'all praying. Thank you. Thank you for praying. We bless God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 95. We're going to read it together, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. And now we're going to go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, so we can magnify the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. So those of you, I think it's all of you who's listening right now, you know that we have been talking about God's name and his attributes, and we've been given a challenge and a charge, hallelujah, by the Lord to look up his name and his attributes, and to really, that's one way that we can seek him, is by looking up those. So we've been doing things over time. For a little time, we had you say who the Lord is to you, and we'll get back to that as well. We'll give you some time to find out who the Lord is, A to Z, Genesis to Revelation. Amen. So in the meantime, we've been playing a song that talks about the Lord, and we're adding something called Pearls to Ponder, and this is about the Lord. Hallelujah. Attributes and names of the Lord. So our pearl to ponder this morning is that God is omniscient. We talked about him being omnipotent. We talked last week, omnipresent. And today, God is omniscient. Oh, all of these are so important to know. And all of these omnis mean all. That's what omni means. And so when we said omnipotent, the potent is power. When we said that means that God is everywhere. And today we're saying that he's omniscient. And omni means all, and seeth means knowing. Glory to God. So our God is all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's everywhere, and he knows everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's an awesome thing to know that he knows everything. Psalm 139, and if you just go to Psalm 139 and feast on it, you'll find Psalm 139 talks about he's omnipotent. It doesn't say the words omnipotent or omnipresent or omniscient, but it says, it talks about him being that way. So Psalm 139 verses 1 through 4 talks about the omniscience, the all-knowingness of God. And it says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. Hallelujah. And then just saying that, we just pray that we all have a sense of comfort knowing that God knows everything. Hallelujah. There's so many times that, you know, I was doing something, working on something, you know, in the house, doing something for myself, doing something for Pastor Mom, needing a direction on something. And God is all knowing. And nothing is too big for him. Hallelujah. And nothing is too small for him. Sometimes we want to give him the big things because we know he knows those big things. But even the small things, hallelujah, we may think a big thing is cancer or going through COVID. But if something is wrong with your pinky toe, hallelujah, he helps with that too. He'll tell you, you know, what to do and how to do. So it's not too big and it's definitely not too small for our all-knowing God. Amen. He knows everything. He knows about real estate. He knows about, health, healing. Hallelujah. He knows about everything because he is omniscient. And that's something to meditate on this week. Amen. Hallelujah. That's our pearl to ponder for today. Our God is omniscient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now we're going to go to our declarations today. But before we go there, we're going to hear a song about, hallelujah, our God. Glory to God. And this one kept standing out to me. Lord, you're holy. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You are holy. Hallelujah.
I just wanna thank you, Lord.
Victorious, conqueror, triumphant and mighty, healer, deliverer, shield and defense, strong tower, and my best friend. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's omnipotent. Hallelujah. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. Glory to God. And Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations. Hallelujah. Oh, we keep declaring and it's meaningful. Every time we speak it out of our mouths, things happen. Hallelujah. Great things happen. Glory to God. Job 22 and 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways." Amen. So we want to continue to have things be established unto us, into our lives, in the lives of our family, our friends, hallelujah, even into the atmosphere, in the name of Jesus. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Hallelujah. And it's been cold around here, so the grass definitely has withered. And any flowers outside, they have definitely faded. But the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Let's go on and repeat after me these declarations. Repeat after me. No weapon.
No weapon
formed against me, shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I
am like a tree
that's planted
by the stream
of water.
Amen. Hey, it seems like I'm hearing y'all and feeling y'all this morning. Somebody really said that like they meant it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Let's continue on. Repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me
from
the curse of the law.
Of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness or disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease,
germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ, and every tissue
of my
body functions
in the perfection
that God
created
it
to
function.
I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And remember that. Remember that when you feel the thing happen or this kind of come on. No, you're not a stranger. Any malfunction in your body, declare it, and that thing will go zoop, and the zit will go zoop and disappear in Jesus' name. These scriptures are from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. And that's what I have done. I've seen it. I've seen the word of God, hallelujah, as I stand on it. And someone gave a word. I'm trying to remember who that was. But the word was that I think it was Pastor Catherine on our prophecy month on last week, is that we're going to have to pray about every little thing. Every little thing. We see it before it pops up good. Or you feel it before you see it, speak into it and don't allow it. It has no right, it has no authority, and it has no permission on you. Every little thing, hallelujah, we can pray about. Your feet cold, you know, we can pray about that. Lord, thank you for warming my feet up right now. Hands cold. Thank you for warming my hands up in the name of Jesus, especially those who are in a warm room and all of a sudden body parts get cold or get hot. Amen. So every little thing, glory to God. So continue to you can tell I'm going to preach today. I'm there already. So repeat after me. The spirit of truth comes to me, teaches me, all things, and he guides me into all truth. Therefore,
I confess
I have perfect knowledge
of
every situation and every circumstance that I come up against. And I ask
for the wisdom
of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then with that declaration, we're asking and we're leaning on his omniscience. He knows everything. Hallelujah. And I was thinking about when I was in computer programming school or classes, and this was a very long time ago before I was a minister, and I was just praying. We were about to take a test, and that test was going to take a week to do. Now, at that time, I was one of the oldest people in the class. I was in my 30s, and the rest of them were in their 20s, fresh out of college, out of computer science school and all that, and this was all new to me, and I just prayed. I mean, it was like a simple prayer. It was kind of like a, Lord, help me. Can I do this test that's going to take a whole week to do, and connecting systems together and having them to, programming, connecting them to systems and having them to work. And there was one part I was just stuck on, And I went to the, and this was in the beginning, and I went to the Lord, and I just began to ask him. And it's like I went out in the spirit. I was sitting on the couch in the student lounge, and it was like I really went out in the spirit. And then when I came to, I knew what to do. It was awesome. I knew what to do. I had a peace all over me. And I knew that every step of the way, even though I didn't know, you know, what was going to come up, that I would be okay. And so some of the younger folks that just got out of college who was doing this, they were working like day and night on the project. I would work a certain amount of hours. The Lord would say, that's enough, and I would go home. And, in fact, some of my friends from another class graduated, and they went out to lunch. And I went out to lunch with them, which was unheard of in the middle of this test. And then when I finished the test, I was one of the first ones to finish it. And when I finished it, they checked my work and because they thought I had cheated off of someone else. So God will give you that knowledge, hallelujah, because he is all-knowing. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Let's go into a time of some more praise and worship. And this is another song that really talks about God, but it was just so in my heart. And it talks about salvation, and that's what we're going to be talking about. So let's hear this song, Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory. This is a song from many years ago, but God just brought it back into my heart very strong. Praise God.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is one. Therefore, come on everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power. Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power, everybody.
Honor and power.
Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. The Lord our God.
The Lord our God.
He is wonderful. Where are the altos? Come on, altos. All praises. To the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. Where the soprano singers? Come on, just sing the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the tenors, come on, with the voice of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation.
Honor for. Wonderful Jesus. Shout to the Lord tonight. 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 Hallelujah. Thank
the Hallelujah. He is wonderful. Amen. Every time I hear that song, I imagine that that's how it sounds in heaven. Hallelujah. With all that praise and worship to the Lord and people, they may, or angels, people may be singing different things, but it's all going to go together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's so good, you know, when you go back or God just brings back to your mind songs that you've heard a long time ago. It's like hearing from an old, old friend. Praise God. Amen. Let's go into our prayer for finances. Hallelujah. I heard I'm always looking for testimonies, financial testimonies and otherwise. But just recently someone shared with me a testimony where they didn't do anything. They didn't really even know that they were involved in this, but they were involved in a class action lawsuit. And this bank had done some unfair practice for the people at the bank while she was a part of this bank and using their services. And because she was using their services at a particular point in time, she was added to the recipient of the reward or the award of the class action lawsuit. And she just got the money from that. I said, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we praise God. He's doing some things. When we commit our finances to him, we tithe, we give offerings, we find ourselves in a place of blessing. Hallelujah. We didn't even ask, you know, things happen that we didn't even ask for, we didn't apply for, we didn't fill out paperwork for, and God still blesses us. Amen. Amen. So we're all determined to stay in this place of blessing. Glory to God. So repeat after me our prayer for finances. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward. Go ahead and drink some water, Pastor Mom. Of all that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement as to how it's to be spent. Mm-hmm.
I pray
that I will learn
to live free
of burdensome
debt.
Where I have not been wise,
bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it.
May I always be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I have and what I make
will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious
about
finances, but will seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need. Luke, that's from Luke 12:31. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and that's through one way is through Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, $ESLCCC. If you're in the Heritage House, you can also give at the door, and we're at 2E. Or you can mail it, praise God, and make the check payable to ESLCCC. And our address is 2800 Olive Street, Missouri, 63103. And I just want to thank all of you because you've been giving in all three of these different ways. So we praise God for each and every one of you. And let's pray over our tithes and offerings. Lord, we just thank you for those who are tithing today. We bless you, Lord God, that your word says that if we were just to give 10%, hallelujah, that you will open up and to try you and test you on this, and you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that will be too much for us to receive. And I love to say overflow blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. Overflow, overflow, overflow. Hallelujah. And then to make sure that we still have that overflow and can use it for your glory, you rebuke the devourer for our sake. And we thank you for that, Lord God, that our money will not be lost, stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Hallelujah. It'll just be multiplied even more. Overflow, overflow. Thank you for that, Lord God. And then we thank you for the givers, Lord God. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that every giver turns into a tither. Hallelujah. With the overflow, all the overflow, we bless your name, Lord God. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Hallelujah. Even as the sand in the sea and the stars in the sky. Hallelujah. That's more than a thousand. And so we give you praise and glory for that, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you for doing it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Before we go on, I keep perceiving something with someone's ears, and it may be the ear, nose, and throat area. We thank you, Lord God, that you're touching those areas right now, the ear, the nose, and the throat, and even the respiratory system, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you are the God that healeth thee. Yes, I see that. Even the post-nasal drip, we lift that up to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord, our healer. And we bless you for healing right now in the name of Jesus. No matter how long it's been going on, how many years, it keeps coming back around this time every year. Every time the weather changes, it tries to come back. We rebuke you now in the name of Jesus and speak to you and say you have no right, you have no authority, you have no permission. Get off now in the name of Jesus, never to return to the land of the living. You cannot come back, hallelujah, here, and you can't go to any other place but into the dry places in Jesus' name. And we give you praise for that, Lord God. Thank you for that relief right now. Thank you for that release right now thank you for that healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord God. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. As we get ready to go to the word today, I just feel led to kind of just give y'all a shout out, just acknowledge the ones that I see on the line today, and I know your number. Sister Minister Faye, good to see you. Sister Debbie, praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family, good to see you all this morning. Pastor Price, God bless you. Good to see you. Pastor Mark, glory to God. Good to see you this morning. Hallelujah. Minister Carrie, we thank God for you. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Shout out to Minister Kiva. God bless you. Good to see you. Minister Mary, good to see you as well. God bless you all this morning. And Sister Joanne, praise God. Hallelujah. Good to see each and every one of you today. Tell you what, if you would like to read today, we have quite a few scriptures. If you would like to read today, and it's not required, but if you'd like to read a scripture, and it's always good to hear the voices of people besides the voice of Barbara Kizzy. Press your number one key if you would like to read a scripture this morning. Good readers. Amen. All of you are good readers. And you may not be in a position where you can read today. But if you can, press your number one key. And when it's time to read something, and I have a lot of the scriptures on the text messages that I sent to you guys. Amen. All righty. So, unless the number one key is not working, nobody's reading this morning. Okay, we'll go on. If you do have your number one key pressed, text me and let me know, because otherwise, nobody's reading but me today. Okay.
I'm
Pastor. You okay, Pastor Mom?
I'm just sleepy.
Okay. All right. Just relax. You're okay. You're fine.
Okay.
All right. I won't ask you to read either today. Everybody's sleepy. That's fine. Hallelujah. And I believe that even if you do drop off to sleep, the word of God will still go in you. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price, for raising your hand. Amen. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. Amen. I know sometimes you come to church and just want to just listen and soak it up. Hallelujah. I do realize that. Amen. Okay. So it'll be a minute, Pastor Price. I want to go over the review. But I want to pray first. Lord God, we thank you for this word about salvation. Hallelujah. That you just laid on my heart in such a wonderful way, Lord God. We thank you that we'll all be touched, including me and everybody that's listening now, those who will listen in the future, Lord God. Let it be something that just doesn't hit the ears, but goes right into the heart. And that we know more about you and how much you love us, how much you care for us. Hallelujah. How much you want to see us. Hallelujah. In heaven with you, Lord God. We love you so much. We bless your name. Let this word come out with your power, with your authority. And most of all, with your love. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. I just got your text, Minister Carey. Sorry about that. Here's the text. with the scriptures in it. If someone doesn't have the text with the scriptures in it, text me and let me know. I got my text up so I can try to see, you know, what you all are saying. Now, I believe I'm going to go through those scriptures, and I'm following the leading of the Holy Ghost as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so this is what the Lord has laid on our hearts to talk about, and that's salvation. And it's the three stages of salvation, and that is justification, sanctification, and glorification. And we're not going to go fast through this. Even though we're going to go slow, there's still so much more to it than we're going to talk about. But our prayer is that that the Lord will touch you and that you will have a desire and a hunger to learn more. Our prayer is also that this will answer some questions you may have had and just didn't even voice those questions to someone, but that those questions will be answered, or it'll cause you to seek more answers. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel, I see your text. Yes, when we get to Hebrews 10, you can read that. That'll be for you, Minister Rachel. Praise God. So I remember when I first became aware of these three stages of salvation, justification, sanctification, and glorification. And for me, it answered questions, because I had some questions. You know, sometimes you have questions, and they just, you know, deepen your spirit. And so I had those questions. So we're going to start off with a review, because we reviewed all three of these last week. Oh, and as I was saying before, is that we're not going to go fast through this. Right, and we won't cover everything, but we'll cover some things. So this week we're going to talk about justification. Now, I typically preach on the third and the fourth Sundays of the month. So we did an introduction, a little bit of justification last week. We're doing justification this week. We're diving a little deeper into it. And then next month on the third and fourth Sunday, we'll go into sanctification. And I seem to just want to skip over justification and get into sanctification, but the Lord's like, no, we're doing it like this. So then February, we'll talk about sanctification, and March, we'll go into glorification. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just a brief review of justification, sanctification, and glorification. So justification is an act whereby God pronounces a sinner to be righteous because of the sinner's faith in Christ. Hallelujah. We are justified or declared righteous in right standing with God at the moment of salvation. Hallelujah. And justification is deliverance from the penalty of sin. And it's a past action for all believers accomplished by Christ at the cross. Hallelujah. Romans 6:23. Do we have that? Scripture, Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23, Pastor Price, I should have had your line open. Anyhow, three, Pastor Price. Do you have your mute on, Pastor Price?
I sure do. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Apostle King, can you hear me now? Yes.
Yes, I do.
Glory to God. All righty. I had to get up and put some gloves on my hands because my hands were cold. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen. So justification, we're talking about justification. Just a review right now. We no longer have the wages of sin at that very moment. All that sin, all the wages that we've earned through Adam and through ourselves is gone. Hallelujah. Death is gone. And we have the gift of God, which is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Justification is just as if we never sinned. And God sees us with the eyes of his sinless son, Jesus. We're just doing a review right now. Sanctification. Sanctification is a process where Christians are set apart for God from the rest of the world. It's the process where we as Christians are made holy. It's progressive. It's experiential. Yeah, we're going to go through something. We experience who God is through sanctification. And it's, an act of obedience. We learn how to be obedient and to live the life in God's word. Hallelujah. And then we're growing. We're growing into spiritual maturity. Now, sanctification is the deliverance from the power of sin and is a present and continuous process of believers becoming Christ-like. And this is accomplished only by the Holy Spirit's power and presence. Hallelujah. So, Jesus made sure that we had the Holy Spirit to help us through this process. And I thank God, Father God knew that we needed him more than in the cool of the day, like Adam and Eve had him. And sanctification represents a believer's victory over the flesh, the world, and the devil. And we'll go more into that when we get to sanctification. Okay, and then the final step of our salvation is glorification. Okay? So this is God's final removal of sin from the life of the saint. Hallelujah. So that we can stand faultless before him in glory for eternity. Hallelujah. So this is something that's coming up. When we are absent from the body and present with the Lord, when we get to glorification. And glorification is the deliverance from the presence of sin. Hallelujah. So sanctification, deliverance from the penalty of sin. Justification, deliverance from the penalty of sin, sanctification, deliverance from the power of sin, and it's a continual process, and then glorification is deliverance from the presence of sin. When we get to be with the Lord, we're no longer in the presence of sin. Hallelujah. And as I said last week, the dust presence of sin. It's like dust is all over the place, and that's how it is in this present world. Amen. So now let's go into, I'll make one more statement with this review here. You cannot earn your justification. We cannot earn our justification. We can't achieve our sanctification, and we cannot merit our glorification. God makes all these things happen, and he makes it happen out of his love for you, for me, and by his grace alone. Hallelujah. Those are shouting words. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And now we'll go into talking about justification today. Now, the way of justification is simple. It is simple. It really is. And it's only through Jesus Christ. I'm sure you've heard this scripture many times. If you've listened to this broadcast, you've heard Romans 10:9 many times. Today we're going to read Romans 10:9-13. Amen. Pastor Price, do you have that?
Yes, Romans, if you like. Romans 10:9-10. Okay.
Besides ministry. Okay, so
Romans
do you mind?
10, 9, and 10. Oh, no, I don't mind at all. I don't mind, sis. Romans 10:9-10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Okay, go on down to 13.
For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that is so awesome. Yeah, salvation is simple. And the reason why is because Jesus did all the work. You know, God did it by sending Jesus, his only begotten son. Amen. And then for us to just believe and to receive and to declare it out of our mouth. And declaring out of our mouth that Jesus is Lord is saying a prayer. Believing in our heart is choosing to believe that God raised him from the dead, because none of us was there 2,000 years ago to see it with our eyes. So we have to believe, and that's an act of faith. Hallelujah. So it is very simple. We didn't have to do what Jesus did. We didn't have to be the perfect sacrifice. Jesus was. And for us to be able to receive him is simple. And you know what? Sometimes for some people, it's so simple that they miss it. And I say, don't miss it because it's so simple. Just receive it and do it. And you have to do it as a child. You know, as a child who has not been jaded by hearing false things. You know, I think about how we tell our children about Santa Claus. And then when they get old enough, then we tell them, oh, that wasn't really real. You know, and I can recall when we told our daughter that there was no Santa Claus. And she had the question. She said, well, why? Why would you say that? And it wasn't true. Why? And we said, well, you know, it's a tradition. It's been done for years and years. It's a tradition. And she said these words, it's a tradition to lie to your children? I mean, she was just, she just couldn't believe it. You know, and when she said it like that, it was like, yeah, it's a tradition to lie to your children? What kind of tradition is that? You know, so children get jaded after a while. And I believe, you know, I know people like Santa Claus. They like to take the Santa pictures and all of that stuff. But it's a lie, you know, over the magic. Anyway, I won't go into that. So, but before we were jaded, before you know, lies came into our lives and we heard somebody and we trusted lies, it's simple to believe and to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. So let's stop right here, even in the middle of this, and pray the prayer of salvation. If you have prayed the prayer of salvation, you only have to pray it one time, and you are saved. You know, if you believe in, if you declare with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. It's, the Word of God says it that simply. Not maybe, not you got to clock 100 pew hours or anything like that. He said you are saved. It's if your heart and your mouth involved. And when you say it by faith, you are saved. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
Yes.
And God raised you.
And God raised you.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way. And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And I know.
According to the Bible.
According to the Bible.
I am saved.
I will say
that. I'm justified.
I'm justified.
I'm righteous.
I'm righteous.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we've heard so many different words. Oh, and if you prayed that for the first time, yes, you are saved. And we commit and commend you to the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God right now, hallelujah, that he will fill you with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that you will be so filled to overflowing with his Holy Spirit that you will speak in your heavenly prayer language, even right now, in Jesus' name, amen,
amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. And we invite you to continue on with us. Listening to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church and all of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and you will learn more about your Lord and your Savior. Amen. We're going on with justification. Now, justification is a term that is used in the Bible, and it's a legal term and defined as I said before, an act of God by which those who are unrighteous in themselves are declared righteous before God, hallelujah, while still in the sinning state. That's interesting. Justification is the deliverance from the penalty of sin. So we're still here on this earth. Sin is all around us like dust. And we are declared righteous, we're declared justified from the penalty of sin and action, because it's all about Jesus, Jesus' finished work on the cross. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for that. Glory to God. I'm going to read this. I don't think this is one of the scriptures that I had up there, but I'm going to go ahead and read this one. Hallelujah. Amen. I got a note here. I'm just looking at that. Okay. This one I don't have on it. It's Romans 5:18. Paul summarizes the concept of justification. This is Romans 5 and verse 18, and this translation is the NASB, and it says, so then as through one transgression, which was Adam's sin, there resulted condemnation to all men. Even so, through one act of righteousness, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, there resulted justification of life to all men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for that. He is our righteousness. And apart from him, we don't have any righteousness. Minister Rachel, we're at Hebrews 10, 5 through 14. And we're talking about Jesus, hallelujah, what he did. Amen. I know you're multitasking.
Oh, I'm here, one ready. Yes, I'm one ready. Oh, I'm going to read the scriptures.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm reading the scriptures. Okay. You're 5 through 14, Hebrews 10. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure in them, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Hallelujah. By the which will we are sanctified, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hallelujah. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth, hallelujah, hallelujah, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Glory be to Jesus. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Rachel. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that that scripture just tells us so much that Jesus' death fulfilled God's will. And we'll go back to a scripture that I think most of us know, and that's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom, and those who said it with me. So when God gave his only begotten Son, when he gave Jesus, he gave the perfect sacrifice. You know, before this time in the Old Testament, the priests would go and they would do a sacrifice for the sins of the people. They offered a sacrifice, but they had to keep doing it. They had to keep doing it over and over again. But when Jesus died on the cross, he did it once and for all. Hallelujah. Once and for all. And now I want to go to a subject that's within this justification that is near and dear to my heart. I've talked to people who have been Christians for years, who've been ministers, walking in the Word of God for many years. And this subject is kind of a sore subject among many, and that is the subject of eternal security. It's also called once saved, always saved. So there are those who believe that our justification can be lost, that salvation can be lost, that people can undo their salvation. I'm going to tell you that I don't believe that. And maybe it's an act of faith that we have to believe that we are eternally secure in him. Maybe that's, you know, one of the points of our justification that we believe. I'm going to read some scriptures about this. I can recall years ago that Stanley, whom, you know, I respect very highly. I think a lot of people do respect his teaching very highly. Well, earlier in his teachings, he said that people could lose their salvation. And the Lord touched his heart, and he completely changed that. And after that time, and this has still been many years ago, that he's been preaching eternal security. Amen. And so I won't call it a debate, but a lively conversation with someone whom I know loves the Lord. And I mean, it was pretty lively, y'all. And she was pretty convinced that people could lose their salvation according to their actions. And, you know, different things that they have done. So let me just share a little bit. I've been reading a book, and it's John G. Lake. And I've been reading this book like it's a good piece of chocolate. I've been reading it. I think it took me about a year to read it because it's like over 500 pages, I think. But I read it very slowly, like a devotional. And I'm really led to go back and to read it again. And these are a few things that he said. So I'm in this book, in case you find this book one day. John G. Lake is the name of it. And talks about his life, has his sermons and everything in it. And this is page 439. And it says, I want to make a few deductions. What are the implications if Jesus Christ rose from the dead? What then? Here are three things. We know he is the Son of God. That's number one. Number two, we know that he died for our sins according to the scriptures, and was raised again for our justification. And he references 1 Corinthians 15:3 and Romans 4:25. In case somebody's taking notes, Pastor Price. 1 Corinthians 15:3 and Romans 4:25. And we know that every man, this is the third point, we know that every man who accepts Jesus Christ, God redeems that man, and we know that Romans 3:26 is true, that he must be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Hallelujah. God automatically, when you confess Jesus and accept him as your Lord, becomes your righteousness. And the moment that God becomes your righteousness, that moment, at that moment, your standing is like the standing of the Son of God. Hallelujah. You, by the new birth, have become the righteousness of God, and God has become your righteousness. God could not make it any stronger than that. Hallelujah. That God becomes our righteousness. Amen. Amen. And I remember when I was reading this, and the first time I read this was August the 2nd. And the note that I put in is that our righteousness is indestructible. Jesus is our righteousness. We didn't do anything to be righteous. We received him. If what we do makes us righteous, then that righteousness could be undone by doing. Our righteousness is eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we're going to read some scriptures about that as well. You know, I just don't want to say, oh, I believe it. I do believe it. I believe it with all my heart. And there are scriptures that say, you know, that nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. And that is, let's go to that one real quick. I think I have that there. It may not be in order. But Pastor Price, I know you know that scripture, Romans 8. 39, Romans 8, 38, and 39. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Romans 8, 38, and 39 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Amen. Amen. So now it does say that, but I'm going to have Pastor Price read another scripture. And so we can talk about that too. Let's go to this one first. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but, Pastor Price, I want you to read John 10, verse 7 through 10. You can get that up while I'm reading this part. That's John 10, verses 7 through 10. Now, eternal security is the work of God, which he guarantees with the work of salvation. Once received, can never be lost. And there are many reasons for believing in eternal security. The personal promise of Jesus Christ in John chapter 10. And, you know, you can read that whole scripture, that whole chapter, John 10. But we're just going to read a little bit. John 10, 7 through 10. Pastor Price?
Glory to God. Verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I mean, Jesus, he's saying some things here, you know, that he's the door. And when we enter, we're saved. Hallelujah. We are saved. Amen. And I believe that it, and Pastor Price, you can look for the next scripture, Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. I believe that it's one of the tricks of the enemy to keep people scared that they're going to lose their salvation. And, you know, how can a person have a close, loving relationship with someone when they're ready, waiting for him to bonk them over the head, you know, at any time or to kick them out? And
I really believe that this work that Jesus did on the cross, this finished work that he did on the cross, secured it. Once we believe and receive, it secures it. And I'm going to say a little bit more about that later. So this is a clear promise without condition. You know, what Jesus is saying, I am the door. Hallelujah, that he is the door. And Jesus knows his sheep. Matthew 7, 21 through 22. Pastor Price?
Matthew 7, 21. Are you sure you have the right one, Apostle? Matthew 7.
I don't know. Let me see. Lord, not everyone. Yeah, I'm saying that for a reason.
Okay, great. I thought it was another one. I'm sorry. Great. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Amen. Now, I put that there because there are some people that this scripture scares them. It really, really scares them. Well, Lord, I did, you know, I cast out demons. I prophesied in your name. And you know, and the Lord is saying, depart from me. I never knew you. It's a difference. Now, those people, if the person is saved, if they're redeemed, if they're born again, we're going to know him. He's going to know us. Amen. You know, when we get saved, if we just don't get saved and do whatever we want to do. I mean, there is a difference. And that's why this teaching, I think, is so important, that we know that we're justified, and we know that we're in the sanctification process. I mean, we're not going to dot every I, we're not going to cross every T, but there is going to be a difference in our lives when we are truly saved. When we're truly saved, we're going to get to know him. And, you know, I've heard so many people say, oh, the Lord knows my heart. Well, okay, he knows your heart. Do you know his heart? Do you know him? You know? And when we do know him, that's one of the attributes of being saved, of truly being saved. You know, we're following hard after the Lord. We love him. We know him. He knows us. It's like those the ten virgins, the wise and the foolish. They all were virgins. They were all, you know, set apart. They wasn't sexing it up nowhere, you know. So they were all virgins. They all went to the same place. They knew where to go. So they all ended up in the same place, but there was a difference. And the ones who were the wise ones, they knew him, and they were able to go with him at that time. So there is a difference. And, yeah, there are ones who prophesy in his name. There are ones who even cast out demons in his name. But when you're living a life in him, you know him, and there is a difference. It's called relationship. Amen? And you have a personal relationship with him. It's not religion. Religion can get us so far. But relationship will take us all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So So when we follow Jesus and we have a personal relationship with him, nobody can take that from us. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have that eternal security. Praise God. Now, maybe there's some things that we do 10 years or something. There should be things that we just don't do like we used to do. And we don't feel comfortable doing those things. Hallelujah. Because we're allowing the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. If we're still doing that thing and it don't bother us, killing, stealing, destroying, and it doesn't bother us at all, then we need to check our salvation. Hallelujah. And eternal security, eternal salvation is a gift that can never be lost. And if it could, what Jesus promised could not be delivered. And the Bible says that if any part of what he says is not true, the whole world will fall apart. Hey, it's still here. Amen. So he's not a man that he should lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If there is no eternal security, the power and promise of God cannot be trusted. And like I said, and that's just not, it's not true. Praise God. His power can be trusted. His promise can be trusted. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, there's something that kept going through my mind. And in the financial realm, people say something like this. I think it started in the financial realm. And they said, you got to have some skin in the game. And what that means is to be at risk financially because you have invested in something that you want to happen. And a way to use that in a sentence is, you take more ownership of something when you have more skin in the game. And that just kept going through my mind. And the Lord was just talking to me about in the spirit realm, he really had skin in the game. When Jesus came and, was born by the Holy Spirit and through the Virgin Mary, I mean, he put some serious skin in the quote-unquote game here. Hallelujah. And then it's the definition of skin in the game is to be at risk, to be at risk. Well, this was a risk from one who knows everything, all-knowing. He's omniscient. Hallelujah. So he knew that this was, some people call it like a calculated risk. He knew that this was a risk that was worth going through, just in case we would receive him as our Lord and Savior, just in case, hallelujah, we would say yes, just in case we would believe. And here's the thing that about eternal security. Why would God send, so love us, that he would send his only begotten son? Why would he do that? For Jesus to come and die on the cross, be beaten, talked about, and everything that he went through, why would he go through all of that to try to trick us to be saved and take that salvation away by something that we did? Why would he go through all that? So there's much more. Hopefully that answered something for somebody if they were going through something about thinking that they would lose their salvation by something that they did. You know, I pray that that touched you, or at least go into some more scriptures. Hallelujah. Go into some more scriptures. Keep that thought open before the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will answer if he has not answered today. But I believe that as we pray and believe God that, yes, we received him with all our heart, that we can have this wonderful personal relationship. And, yes, we're going to sin. We're still in a place of sin. We don't have that penalty anymore. And we're in the process. And the devil don't have that kind of power on us. Praise God. And we can say, according to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he has put so much there in his word to let us know we don't have to worry about losing our salvation. If we really have salvation, and if we're worried about losing the salvation, hallelujah, we can pray to him and even receive him and confess our sins. Hallelujah. But, you know, and what I'm hearing is, let's put this away once and for all. We believe in the Lord Jesus. We confess him as Lord of our lives. He's given us an opportunity to confess our sins because he's faithful and he's just. Hallelujah. And just put that away once and for all so that we're not going around in that circle again and again, and that we know that we know that we know that we are justified, we are redeemed, we are saved. Hallelujah. Heaven is our home. And Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. Glory to God. And we can be at peace and walk out our lives of sanctification, being more and more Christ-like and learning more and more about him. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to read something. If you heard from me before, then you know the things I've been reading lately. So I'm reading this book called The 40 Days with Jesus by Sarah Young. And in this book, it's like the Lord is speaking to us, straight to us from this book. I'm on my eighth or ninth reading of this book. I couldn't just do it for 40 days. I had to go back again and read it. So this is the Lord talking to us. And this book has been such a blessing to me. If you happen to have the book, 40 Days with Jesus, this is day 22. And it says, I am able to keep you from stumbling. I know how weak you are, how easily you would stumble if I were not holding on to you. I can also present you faultless before the presence of my glory. You are growing in grace, but complete freedom from sin will not be possible until you leave this fallen world. Nonetheless, because you truly trust me as Savior, I keep you from stumbling in the ultimate sense. I won't let you lose your salvation. I'm able to present you faultless, blameless, perfect, unblemished before the presence of my glory, because I have clothed you with garments of salvation and arrayed you in a robe of righteousness. I want you to wear this royal robe with confidence. You are absolutely secure because it is my right to save you, not yours. Exceeding joy is for both you and me. I delight in you now, but this joy will be astronomically magnified when you join me in glory. The joy you will experience in heaven is so far beyond anything you have known on this earth that it is indescribable. Nothing can rob you of this glorious inheritance, which is imperishable and will not fade away. Rejoice. Hallelujah. And the scriptures that are mentioned here are Jude 24 and 25, Isaiah 61:10, 1 Peter 1:3-4. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, you know, when I read that, it spoke to my heart, because that's what I believe in my heart. And it was like God just speaking to me and confirming what I believe in my heart. Hallelujah. And I pray, you know, once again, for those who have just been believing that people could lose their salvation. I know that a lot of preachers do preach it, and they preach it over and over again, full about how they could lose their salvation. And I just say, Lord, I know he's going to straighten everything out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So before we go, I want you to pray a prayer, and you can repeat after me as the Lord leads you. Hallelujah. As he leads me. Praise God. Amen. So repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for being my Lord and my Savior. I thank you, Lord, that nothing can separate me from your love. Your love never fails. And I thank you, Lord, that you wrapped me in your love. And you continue to wrap me in your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price, for reading for us today, and Minister Rachel. We certainly appreciate you. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. Just bless you. Just bless you, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to open the lines up. If y'all have any questions, any comments, any prayer requests. We prayed earlier over people's ear, nose, and throat. If that was you, let us know. And let us know if you feel better. Praise God. Let me tell you real quick about what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And then we'll open up the lines. And I think Gabrielle wants to sing a song. So, Gabrielle, if you want to sing this song, get everything ready, so that when I open up your line, you can go ahead and sing, okay? So get yourself ready. If you got to get your words, get your papers, whatever, get that ready while I'm talking about the Ghetto Radio family of broadcast. Hallelujah. Amen. And we'll open the line. Let press your number one key, Minister Rachel, to let me know when Gabrielle is ready. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So I pray that all of you are blessed by the word of God. Amen. And that it even touch you to go to God and ask him more. Amen. Okay. So with the Get 'em Radio family of broadcast, next Sunday is the fifth Sunday. And we're always very excited on the fifth Sunday because that's when Mrs. Covenant Faith comes in, and they are our guest church. And Pastor Helen Price is the pastor of Memphis Covenant Faith Church. And so we can look forward to hearing from Minister Joy and Minister Amber on that day as well. So meet us here next Sunday. It's going to be good. Amen. And then on Monday, next Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, same phone number, 516-418-5699. And then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching, and that's Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And she's doing a series, I think this may be the last of the series, on the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Then on Tuesdays, we have our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we're always looking for volunteers who will pray for 15 minutes or so in tongues. Amen. And then we have an interpretation. And the interpretation is so awesome. We keep getting more and more confirmations. We've experienced miracles on the line. And so join us. Amen. If you're not ready to pray in tongues yet, join us and you will be ready after a while. Praise God. On Wednesday, we have prophetic healing, our healing service, and it's the second, just one time a month, the second Wednesday of every month. And the next one will be Wednesday, the 9th of February, February the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have been seeing healing miracles. Glory to God. Just got a call the other day. There was a woman who had, she was coming off a plane and fell, and her knee, I think her kneecap was broken, and they said it was going to take a while to heal it. Well, as we prayed in January, a couple of weeks ago, as we prayed, her knee was healed. Hallelujah. And she's walking around now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then, so that's Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, February the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendars and set your cell phone alarms for that. Amen. Then on Thursday, glory to God, Thursday, which is the 27th, this Thursday, our Thursday night edition of Get 'em Radio, we will be concluding our prophecy month, and guess who's speaking? Pastor Helen Price. Hallelujah. I hadn't realized she'll be with us on Thursday and then be with us that following Sunday. Glory to God. We're going to have a good time. So Pastor Price will be there and giving a word that the Lord, or releasing the word that the Lord has shared with her for 2022. And the lines will be open also for personal prophecies. Glory to God. Ooh, God has been moving with these personal prophecies and words for 2022. Amen. So this month we started with Evangelist Janie, and then we had Bishop Aaron McClary, and then last week it was myself, and we called it a chorus of prophetic voices. And I'm telling you, that chorus of prophetic voices, woo, they were so good. They were just prophesying all over the place. Hallelujah. And all of the broadcasts were like that. It's been really great. So that's what's going on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Now, pressure number one key, all I see is Pastor Price with her number one key. And I do see you, Minister Rachel. And I'll open up the line to see if hopefully Gabrielle is ready to sing. Anyone else? Any comments? We'd love to hear some comments, questions, prayer requests, encouragement for the woman of God, myself. Amen. Amen. All right. Minister Rachel and Gabrielle.
I'm about to sing my song. It's very good. And it's about some good things in the Bible.
Amen.
It goes like this. Every war I am in, God blesses me to win. Every day I live to love, to light, and to give. Jesus is my help, my keeper. Jesus is my love and grace. Jesus is my joy, and he fills up the entire place.
Hallelujah. Amen.
My Jesus is my strength, and he'll help me win this race.
Jesus is the Savior the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah. We love you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you all. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Gabrielle. Very good. And so we'll have to talk this week so we can put that together so you guys can have a place to sing, and we'll talk about it. Praise God. Doing good. Love both of the songs. Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Price, your line is open if you want to say anything.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom. I thank God for the messages today, for the service. Thank God for each one of you all today. These are very, very important messages. I thank God so much on justification and on sanctification and glorification, and that we can be able to get it in such a succinct manner, a penalty of sin, from deliverance from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and the presence of sin. I worship God and thank God for it. And I thank God for you having the courage to be able to go in the spirit, to be able to talk about not only about justification, deliverance from the penalty of sin, but to go into that question of once saved, always saved. because that is a controversy in so many areas to so many people. It reminded me of the controversy that comes when we talk about the rapture. Of course, the word rapture is not in the Bible, but we know that when they talk about the rapture, there are some that say that there's going to be, and the tribulation, that they say that we're going to be raptured before the tribulation. Some say in the mid-tribulation. Some say after the tribulation. So they got pre, mid, and trib. And so there's such a controversy with that because I had to go back in my own heart to be able to do the research and to seek God and let him be able to minister to my heart. I became convinced of the pre-trib, that God has not accounted us and appointed us to his wrath. And so I said, we'll go. But once somebody said, well, whether you believe in pre, mid, or trib, post trib, to always be ready. So when it comes to the question of justification, one of the things that I saw with one saved, always saved was I would do my research. I would go through the word of God and ask God to minister to me by his spirit. And one of the scriptures that he had given to me many years ago, and I can understand Dr. Charles Stanley's journey from one point saying that you could lose your salvation, on the other point beginning to get into eternal security. In Revelation 3, it says that he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. And the Lord said, now you read that I will not blot out the name. He said, but go back to Revelation 3. I'm talking to the church of Sardis, who had a name. They had a name that they were Christians, but yet they were dead. They were separated from God. They weren't really, in fact, it seems like this was a church that wasn't really even saved. And so God said, that's where the problem and the question comes about. And then when he gave me John 10, and I was surprised you didn't read that today, but he gave in John 10, and this was the one that stays in my heart at all times in John 10. He says in verse 27 through verse 30, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck or snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck or snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So I was praising God for that word because we need that blessed assurance, that peace from God, knowing that when we are in him, when we are in Christ Jesus, we're in his hand. And that's a promise as much as any other promise. He said nobody, no one, as you read in Romans 8, it says that nothing can separate us. That's all inclusive, nothing. And then he says no one will be able to snatch or pluck us out of his hand. So I'm saying, Lord, I'm in your hand through Jesus Christ. So I thank God for that word today. I thank God for that message today. And I just give glory to God. I'm looking forward to the next part on sanctification. And I thank God for you. And thank God for that word today. God bless you, Apostle, and all the saints of God.
Amen. 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 And thank you for saying that scripture in John 10. I was in there, but I'm glad you said it. Hallelujah. I only went but so far. I didn't go all the way down. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm leaving your line. Sister Debbie, good to see you. Opening your line.
Good afternoon. And good afternoon to you and Pastor Mom and all the respectful saints in the respectful places. Yeah, I enjoyed their word. And it was really refreshing and fulfilling. And I like the part when you said about somebody might be cold, because, you know, as you know, I work in the hospital, and in some of the rooms, it can be hot in there because we have to, like in some of the rooms, like this isolation, we have to put on a gown, and it feels like a sauna sometimes, but the patients be cold. And I said, I just pray while I'm in there working and stuff. I just say, Lord, I trust you. You're with me. So I just thank God, and I pray for him. And I said, even though it feels like when I come out of there, it's like I'm sweating. So I just say, I thank God for that. So, That's just to ask you all to keep me uplifted in prayer as I go inside the room. Some of them be hot, and some of them they'll have the air on. It'll be cold in some of the rooms. So,
amen. That's well, we just want to stay together with you right now in the name of Jesus. We know you're working in a hospital and what the things that are going on in the hospitals right now. So,
yes.
Lord God, we thank that Sister Debbie is covered in the blood of Jesus right now, from head to toe, all the way to her fingertips, in the name of Jesus, that she is so covered. Hallelujah. She's in the blood. And then as she goes from room to room, that your healing anointing is in her and your healing anointing flows through her in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, that those declarations that we declared earlier that about that no sickness or disease could be upon her, we thank you for those declarations right now in the name of Jesus. They have been established in her. That as she is
yes.
covered, we give you praise and glory for it right now in Jesus' name. And also in that no disease, germ, bug, or unclean spirit can be on her, and she will not take that into her home at all. And we thank you for that now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Debbie. Good to hear from you. Amen. Now, is there anyone else who wanted to say anything before we have Pastor Mom close us out? Well, I like to do this. I'm going to open up everybody's line who hasn't said anything. I'm opening up your line for a few moments. Give you a chance to just say something. Hallelujah. So you can just speak. Those who have not said anything, just opening up your line for a moment here. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll say this and we'll have Pastor Mom to close us out. Minister Teresa Jones Witherspoon's homegoing service is on today. Later on today. And so, Lord, we just lift up the Jones and Witherspoon family to you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you just give them peace beyond all understanding. Guard their hearts and guard their minds. We thank you, Lord God, for unity in the family right now, that they'll be a united one together as they meet together to celebrate her life. We give you praise for it now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom, do you have any comments?
Well, comments were nice. Everything was nice today.
Amen. Everything was nice. Amen. Good. Okay. So you're going to close us out? And I guess this is part of the sermon. I kind of said it a little bit, but this is a part of justification and going into glorification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, you're not going to say now unto him. Which one are you going to say? May the Lord watch. That's right.
Between me and thee, where we are at first, one by one.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I thought you were going to say the Jude one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God bless all of you. Good to see you this morning. Amen, and pray that you all have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Love you all.
Yes.
Bye-bye.